Do we have to talk about tomatoes all the time, Rick?
No, we don't.
Hello and welcome. This is Garden Fork Radio. This is the Eclectic DIY podcast. It's me, Eric. I have a YouTube channel and a podcast about eclectic DIY. And as your first time here, welcome. If you're a regular listener, it's more of me and Rick. Welcome, sir.
Oh, good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. It's warm but foggy, and so believe it or not, New York Harbor has foghorns.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Isn't it wonderful to sit out and listen to them?
Well, I have to listen to the BQE or the Brooklyn Queens Expressway a lot, so it's kind of different to have the foghorn.
Yeah. We, of course, here on Chesapeake Bay, we have foghorns, and it's amazing how when it's a really foggy day, even 3 or 4 miles inland, you can hear them really well. And I loved listening to the foghorns.
I think lower sounds that are lower in the tonal scale, is that the word?
Mm-hmm. The register.
Travel farther.
Yeah. And then, you know, you'll hear the ships as well with their foghorns running. And so you can kind of plot, you know, you can say, oh, you know, that's up near Fort Story and they're coming to in and they're heading, oh, that one sounds like it's headed up the Baltimore Channel. No, this one's for Thimble Shoal Passage. And so you can, or Thimble Shoal Passage. And so you can kind of tell where they are and where they're going and what's going on. I'm always amazed they never hit each other or seldom hit each other.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a very good thing.
So we have a bunch of stuff to talk about today. We're going to talk about disposing of a flag, a new private DNS service that's kind of like a VPN, some podcasts that I like, a little bit of a recap on the Garden Fork YouTube channel, some viewer mail, and maybe one thing that Rick wants to talk about.
No, I suggested several, and you vetoed them all, so I'm just along for the ride.
Well, the other day, one of my neighbors in Brooklyn here threw an American flag out in the trash, and I was like, okay. And not to be political, but I just think that there are some political groups that make it like they own the U.S. flag, the American flag, and I think it represents all of us, and I fly it on purpose to say this is everyone's flag. It's not just one political group's flag. Right. And there are wrong and right ways to dispose of a flag. So actually, the Boy Scouts Scouting magazine has a pretty good article about how to retire worn out American flags, which we'll link to here. It used to be you would either burn or bury a flag, but those are if the flag is made of a cotton or a canvas material.
Right.
And more of the flags now are made out of plastic materials. And they suggest for the plastic materials to cut the flag into sections, and then it's no longer an American flag, and then you can discreetly dispose of it in your trash can.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to be burning the flag if it's plastic and then breathing the fumes.
Right.
That's not good for you.
There are some veterans organizations that will retire flags for you as well. You can check with your local VFW, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, American Legion, VFW, you know, the Vietnam veterans, you know, there are a whole bunch of groups that will do that for you. And they'll do it free of charge. It's something they do. They'll gather a bunch and do them all at one time.
There you go. And you are a veteran, sir. You would know.
I am. Just barely. And so she who must be obeyed.
That's right.
She had a much more successful military career than I did, but that's okay. She made rank better, but I had more fun.
Okay. So on Gizmodo, there was an article about how to speed up your internet and protect your privacy. I'll link to it in the show notes here. But there's a company called Cloudflare, which I have heard of before. They help companies with, is it called a denial of service attack?
Right. Distributed denial of service. DDoS.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And they are offering this new DNS service. So you right now, if you have Time Warner Cable, when you go to the internet and type in, gardenfork.tv, you have to go to a domain name server which is like a file cabinet with a list of websites. And you're going to Time Warner Cable's domain name server, and they log where you're going, and they log every page you look at when you're at a website. And so right. this company is offering a private one where you change your DNS settings either in your wireless router or your computer or your phone, and you're using their list instead. And they say they don't keep any logs.
Right. No logs. One of the lines from the article was, you know, we think user information is poison. So we try to get rid of it as fast as we can so they don't keep any logs. Of course, this also brings up the question, you know, since this is a free service they're offering, what are they getting?
Right.
And you know, you don't get anything for free. I think we're learning that with Facebook here and some of the other popular social media groups. But if they're not keeping the logs, then they may be looking at where people are going generally. What's the traffic like? Most, you know, preferred routes and times when they're routing stuff and whatnot. But if they're not associating that with you individually or your browser or something, and if they're getting rid of all the personal side of that information, that's a win for all of us.
Yeah, I was like, okay, how much does this cost? I'll sign up. You know, and then it was like, it sounds like it's free. And I'm like, okay, so if there's anyone that's an expert in this, please let us know. It's radio@gardenfork.tv. But I use a VPN, and I got a newer computer with the latest OS X operating system. And now it's hanging up on what's called the TLS handshake with a website. Like half the time I try and go to a website, it just hangs for like 30 seconds and times out. And the VPN isn't great with help. And I found out that Firefox, the browser I use, sometimes has issues with VPNs and secure socket layer, blah, blah, blah stuff.
Right.
So I was like, wow, maybe this Cloudflare thing would be easier. But I would just expect to pay for that security. So I'm curious why it's free.
Well, you know, some people offer it for free. Google has had free DNS service forever. If you look at your DNS servers, 8.8.8.8 or 8.8.4.4, those are Google servers that are free. But there's nothing saying they don't keep your private information on the side. And frankly, everyone is using the Google DNS servers, which makes them at times kind of crowded and a little bit slow in themselves.
There you go. So that was our tech talk. There you go.
Okay. But I'm going to be giving it a try. I have really gotten very serious about security. I run a DNS full-time on all of my mobile devices and my laptop and my local LAN or local Wi-Fi router. So I'm very interested in seeing how these things work and making sure that I can be as private as I can. And if somebody wants to use my information, they're welcome to it as long as they pay me for it.
So I've been working on rewiring my house. It's a long-term project. And basically running new BX, which is armored cable you have to use to code in New York City. And that takes quite a bit of work just to open up the walls gently. They're plaster walls and getting the wire through, and had licensed electricians do the majority of the big stuff. They put in new circuit breaker boxes, new meters, and all that. And I actually, my mind wanders a little too much when I'm doing all this stuff. So I kind of binge listen podcasts.
Oh, sure.
And there's so many of them out there. And a lot of them are basically two guys talking.
That you mean like us?
Yeah. I think we're more interesting. I've listened to a lot, and I think I am biased, but I think we're more interesting. And I also think we get to the subjects fairly quickly, where a lot of people, it's two guys, and they kind of like listening to each other, but and they think they're funny. But who could that be?
Yeah.
But anyway, Slate has a bunch of podcasts, and they have a limited edition series called Slow Burn, a podcast about Watergate. And I'm old enough to remember Watergate, but they researched and found some stuff that I did not know about at all. And some of the stuff I did know about, but It's like 8 episodes, and it's a really good listen. So if you want to consider that.
Yeah, I listen to that. You know, sometimes to any historical thing, you just need time between then and now to really put it into perspective. Nobody can say at the moment it happens what it really meant, why it was important, beyond just the surface stuff. And Watergate investigation has had profound effects on our economy, our political system, the way we think about government, ever since it happened. And so it's a very good listen from Slate. They do several specialty podcasts that are limited. They did one on the history of slavery. They've done one on women in politics. There are several more in the pipeline, and they're quite fascinating to listen to.
Yeah, we are both history buffs, so
right,
which we will touch on later, so Rick can feel like he's talked about something. So. You guys should hear our regular phone conversations sometimes.
Yeah, the FCC would be all over us if it were on the air, but yeah.
The next one is I found purely by accident. It's called Don't Quit Your Daydream. It's by two guys in Evansville, Indiana, and they are all about interviewing local interesting people in Evansville, Indiana.
Oh, more local.
Yeah.
I like this idea.
I really loved it, and they're all about their Evansville boosters. They're like, and you know, I make jokes with my Midwestern friends about the Midwest being the flyover area, you know, but I visit there all the time. But Indiana, I only know it as a highway that I drive through. You know?
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I thought this was great because I want to go visit Evansville and hang out.
Oh, wow. Well, that is good. You know, I'm glad people are beginning to do more local things with podcasts. You can only have so many national political podcasts going on. You know, there are plenty of health podcasts. I think this is one of the fastest growing and most confusing areas of social media's podcast, because there is literally not one podcast for every interest. There are 4 or 5 podcasts for every micro interest you can possibly have.
You know, I actually typed into iTunes DIY podcasts.
Yeah.
And not very many of them came up.
Well, but some came up.
Yeah, Garden Fork came up. But
yeah, see, that's the most important one. Yeah. And when you're on top of the heap like that, it's hard for other people to compete with us.
Yeah. But it's called Don't Quit Your Daydream. The guys are a little chatty. It's a little bit like Mark Maron's WTF, where the front part is kind of them catching up with each other, which is fine. But they interviewed, I listened to a couple, and it was good listening. So there you go.
Yeah. You know, I've been listening to a series. It's called Literature and History. And it's more of an educational podcast. He's obviously an academic, does this. And he starts with the earliest known history of man. And he's been working his way up through the Epic of Gilgamesh and the Code of Hammurabi, and did 3 or 4 series on the Iliad. And he's got 3 on the Odyssey. And we're just now starting the Old Testament. And I think they're going to be 10 sessions of about an hour and a half on each one, talking about the history, the geography, the facts as we know them, the literature that goes along with it. It's an absolutely fascinating podcast series, and I don't know how far he's going to go, but he's moving on. I think we're up to about 30 now, and I'm way behind. I'm at about number 10. I just found it, but it's a great podcast, and particularly if you have your hands full. During the summer, I love listening to podcasts while I'm working in the garden, working bees, walking the dogs, anything that I can do manually and still keep my mind engaged.
There you go. Literature and History, everyone. I'll link to that one as well. There's a website I really like called Life Hacker, and they have a podcast now. And the editor and deputy editor are both women, and they are the hosts of the show. So first of all, I like it because it's two women talking instead of two guys.
Right.
And they actually are, they talk about stuff that I find very applicable. They were interviewing, of course they talked about meditation and I'm big on that, but they were also talking about kind of bigger things like forgiveness. And if I've actually carried grudges about people that have done things to me. And I listened to that and I thought, you know, I should just forgive them.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been hanging around for 10 years and you've yet to forgive me.
I love you, Rick. So, but it is not a family. It can at times be a not family friendly podcast. They talk about health issues. Let's just call it health issues. And the most recent one is very health issue oriented, but with some headphones, I think it's a good listen. And it's the Life Hacker podcast you'll find on iTunes. I'll link to it in the show here as well.
You know, just the other day, I meant to rebroadcast it, but they hadn't. Sometimes the podcast gets out before they actually update the links on their servers and stuff. And I forgot to go back and look for it. But I heard you on a podcast with the folks from Popular Science again.
Popular Mechanics. I forgot Popular to tell Mechanics. Everyone about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was it. And so you've been on the Popular Mechanics. What is it called? The best podcast in the world or?
The most useful podcast ever.
See, I had it right.
MUPE, most useful podcast ever. Super okay. Nice people. Yeah, I was on there talking about maple syrup. And yeah, every once in a while, they're, you know, they are short on topics and they go, what are you doing, Eric? So.
You know, one of the things I've noticed about their podcast, too, is they will have several sections and it's all very closely edited and cut together. They do a great job on that product.
Yeah, they have a professional's work on that.
Oh,
and they have really nice microphones.
You know, I am working out we're going to be doing a podcast, arranging it pretty soon. See, I'm doing a job for you again. With the folks over at Clean Slate Farm, they are producing some wonderful balsamic, flavored balsamic vinegars. And they have, you know, ginger and garlic and whatnot. And we got to talking the other day just by email back and forth about how is balsamic made. Of all the things that we home make, you know, between fermented foods and beer and wine and yogurt and all this stuff, the one thing nobody ever considers doing is making their own balsamic vinegar. And I wanted to know why that is and what are the steps. And he seemed to be extremely knowledgeable. And so people can wait for that or listen for that to come up pretty soon.
Yeah. Dave's part of the Garden Fork crew. He's active on the Garden Fork Facebook discussion group, which you can find by just typing in your browser, gardenfork.tv/community. So that's gardenfork.tv/community, and that'll take you to our Facebook discussion group if you want to join there. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Jefferson Hour was talking about tomatoes.
Oh, I have two podcasts that I particularly involve myself in, mostly on the Facebook, helping out on the pages and whatnot. One is Garden Fork here, and the other is the Thomas Jefferson Hour podcast. And it's done by Clay Jenkinson. He's a Jefferson scholar. He's actually a Jefferson reenactor. He goes around the country for public radio stations, fundraising, and he'll appear as Thomas Jefferson. And he has the most in-depth knowledge of Jefferson of any person that I've ever met. And he's delightfully entertaining. We have it here on our local PBS, our NPR station, but it's also a podcast you can get. And I sent, like I sent Eric a few weeks ago, some of the seeds from the University of Florida Klee Labs, and they did an interview with Dr. Klee, and they did a three-handed interview with three tomato experts, and it was such a fascinating interview that I went ahead and posted it on the Garden Fork Facebook page, the discussion page, so that everybody get a chance to hear, you know, the very best tomato growing advice that anybody could possibly have. And the cool. Jefferson Hour, if you want to subscribe, is a great listen once a week, about an hour. And you will learn a lot about American history in that period. And it's really a fun time.
Yay.
Yay.
The Nixon podcast. You learn a lot about American history, too, but it's a little depressing.
It is not a fun time. You're right.
Because just the dirty tricks when I was I don't know. I still have faith in America. So.
Oh, I do. You know, I am not despondent or depressed at all. Sometime we can discuss that maybe. But I think everything is going hunky-dory, despite everyone's running around claiming it's not. And I can point to a lot of historical precedents in the past where we have been in much worse political shape in a lot of ways. And recovered quite nicely without any real problems. And so I think it's a little change every now and then to shake people up is good. Remind them that they have a duty to their nation to pay attention and you know, do the right thing. And so I'm always glad to see. I think it's wonderful that we're getting this chance to actually live history. I mean, this people will be writing about this period for decades and maybe hundreds of years. And I think it's important that we really pay attention and just immerse ourselves in the glory of what's happening here.
All right. And vote. Everyone vote. Hey, real quick here. I was wondering if you wanted to join the Garden Fork email list. It's Maura Eric. I don't know if you want that or not. But the best way to do that, if you go to the gardenfork.tv site, there are signups all over the place. There should be one on every page. Also, in the show notes for this show, if you're listening to it in the iTunes app or one of the other podcast app, to click on the little, I think you click on the little text thumbnail of the show and the notes will pop up and there's a link in there. Or just go to gardenfork.tv and there should be a sign up there. All right. Thank you. Will Wallace, who is a Garden Fork contributor and also has his own YouTube channel, The Weekend Homestead.
No, Garden Fork contributor extraordinaire.
Unknown to me, has watched, I think, every Garden Fork YouTube video, maybe. And he texted me like 3 weeks ago and he's like, "You had Gary Vaynerchuk on Garden Fork." I'm like, "Yeah, I know Gary." And Gary Vaynerchuk is a big guy in the social media world. And that episode is probably 9 or 10 years old. It's one of the really early. And I'm like, "What are you doing watching Garden Fork, you know, episode number 10, you know?" And then I got this email the other day from him. "Hey, some of us got together to celebrate your 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. And I put together this little compilation video of your kind of history of Garden Fork. Hope you don't mind." And it's this 5-minute thing of Eric and Garden Fork. And it had Rick and Dave from Clean Slate Farm and Will from the Wingets Home Center and Aaron and Eric from Roots Simple with little video cameos. And it blew me away. Welcome to Garden Fork.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Garden Fork.
Hey, everyone. I'm Eric Bracho. Welcome to Garden Fork.
Welcome to Garden Fork.
Everyone, welcome to Garden Fork.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Garden Fork. Seasoning cast iron. We're going to make a boat out of one sheet of plywood, grilled cheese with egg in a hole, outdoor brick pizza oven. This is steak. I'll show you how to make a cold frame out of an old window.
And welcome to the tasting lab.
Urban beekeeping, harvesting garlic,
how to make sauerkraut, how to hang an IKEA kitchen cabinet,
sap evaporator.
Yeah. I was surprised we were able to keep it secret from you.
I'm clueless. I was clueless. But it will be posted on Saturday, this Saturday. So this comes out today, Wednesday, and it will be posted on Saturday to the YouTube channel. And you can actually get a preview of it if you sign up for the email list, which is news@gardenfork.tv. Just send me an email, news@gardenfork.tv, or go to the Garden Fork site and there'd be a sign up there as well. And in the links here. But that was just kind of, that was a ton of work that he did to do that.
He did. And there were a lot of people that had input and he got conflicting input from different people about what they wanted to see or how it was arranged, but I think it came out beautiful. And I have no idea where Will finds that time, but I'm certainly glad he could do it for us.
He's one of those guys that has constant energy.
Yeah, that's not me.
No, not me either.
In fact, I may be taking a nap after we do this.
So that'll, if you sign up for our email newsletter, the email will go out and I'll give you a link for it. And then you can go watch it. I think the email will come out on Saturday as well. So,
neat. But, congratulations, by the way, on your 100,000th subscriber.
Yeah, I got a little check mark next to my Garden Fork name on YouTube now. It means I'm verified or certified or something. It means I'm not a fly-by-night YouTube channel.
Yeah, an overnight success. It only took 10 years.
Yeah. A little bit of viewer mail, would you like to hear?
Please, go ahead.
One from the Garden Fork scientist, Tony, who's active on our Facebook group. Hi, he Eric. I actually sent him a little thank you note. Thanks for giving me an excuse to reach out and say hello, as I am not the world's best correspondent. Love the videos, podcasts, and Facebook group. Keep it up. All the best to you, the camera operator, and the pups from Garden Fork scientist, Tony. So he's a good guy. He's like the voice of reason on the Garden Fork discussion group.
He is, and you should subscribe to his Facebook page. He is constantly posting little tidbits of things I think, and he will put them up, and they're all very insightful and interesting. But he travels a lot. He's been encouraged by his family to stop fooling around Facebook so much and to actually write a novel. And I am encouraging him in that as well.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
The next email is from Dave in Texas, who we hear from a lot. We were talking about greenhouse film versus just cheap hardware store plastic for your hoop houses.
Right.
And he says, Eric, the last UV film I purchased was from Grower Supply. I don't remember what I paid for it. I'm starting year 7 on this film.
It's amazing.
So film basically means plastic. Now, I do have a double layer, and during really cold weather, I have an inflation system blower. It was a little pricey, but it really helps keep a layer of warm air between the film. Take care, my friend, from David. And he gives a link to growersupply.com, which I will put in the show notes. But what he's doing, he's got two layers of plastic, and then you're taking what looks like a big bathroom vent fan, and he's pumping air between the two layers of plastic, and that creates an air gap, an insulation layer, and can keep your greenhouse warmer.
Yeah, and it's a great system. I wished I had as much room as Dave seems to have, but it's a great system. Grower Supply is a wonderful group to start buying and thumbing their catalog. I just noticed they're big on LED lights now, grow lights, banks of them, but they're going in for the fluorescence again. But they're the U-shaped compact fluorescence, and they'll have 10 of them in one fixture, and then a reflector. And so you don't lose any of the light going off to the side, just coming straight down, or if you've got it on the side of your plants, because it's important to get underneath plants as well, get good light underneath them. You can get 10 of these bulbs that reflect underneath the plants. And it looks like for, I think it was $130 or something, it's a very nice system for that kind of money.
Nice. I'm building an LED grow light system out of LED shop lights I bought at Costco.
Oh, I want to see how that turns out.
Yeah, and I'm welding the frame together. So just because I'm doing a deep dive on welding now. So
Yeah. You did a great repair job out in front of your house there in Brooklyn for one of your neighbors.
Yeah, the tree guard kept on getting hit by cars. So I was like, well, this is a good reason to do some welding. And with what's called flux core welding, which is the inexpensive welder I have, it's literally plug and play. Like with MIG welding, there's a tank of argon, which is, you know, it can be fairly portable, but literally I put my welder and a milk crate full of tools on my hand truck. I wheeled it down the sidewalk. I plugged into my neighbor's outdoor outlet and I did like a half hour of welding.
Wow. And you got good practice.
Yeah, it's it's kind of I am just fascinated by how inexpensive the entry point is. I mean, cheap welders are cheap. You get what you pay for. But, right. You know, when you have your mask on and you're paying attention to the wire feed speed and the power speed, and you're literally with this 110 volt welder, you're melting metal from two different pieces and forming a bond, and it's pretty cool. It takes a little, there's a learning curve, but you know, it's kind of, I'm going to say it, it's kind of like meditation. So
well, but you know, and then going down and doing something that's not really that important or precise, like your, you know, this the tree guard around somebody's tree, you can do that if you flub it up a little bit or you glob on a little too much weld. You're going to paint the whole thing black anyway, and people will not notice. And it's good practice to go out and do somebody else's. I call it farm welding, which is kind of the way I grew up.
Yeah,
we didn't have you know, these fancy flux core then. It was just the rods,
the stick welder. Yeah,
the stick welders. But, you know, it was just, you really, all you did, but I didn't know anything about it, is you clean it up and then you just blob on as much, stick weld as you possibly can, and hope that the plow stays attached this time, that kind of thing.
It works. Stick welding is actually harder than the flux core welding. So,
yeah, well, it'd be interesting to try. I wish I had more around here to weld on. I've got enough projects in the works this year anyway.
That's great. All right. You think our listeners are at their destination?
I can. There is that one note at the very top of your list.
The TEDx talks?
Yes.
It's actually just, it was part of the, I'm sorry, it's from the Don't Quit Your Daydream podcast. One of the guys they interviewed is in charge of the Evansville TEDx talks, and he talks about how to set up a TEDx talk. And I thought that was just kind of interesting.
Ah, okay.
So I will link to the specific show that I interviewed this guy. He runs a coffee shop and he hosts the TEDx talk. So he's a pretty talented fellow. So,
yeah. You know, I like TED Talks. There's a difference though between TED Talks and TEDx Talks.
Yes.
They have kind of franchised the name out a little bit. And some of the TEDx's went way, way off track, and TED had to shut them down and bring regroup a little bit. And so now, when you see a TED talk, the TEDx's that they're doing across the country are as uniformly good and also as uniformly true. to be blunt about it, there were some people that are getting just way off on into left field and then trying to hide behind the TED brand. And I thought, they can't let that go on for long. And they didn't. They made a mid-course correction and recovered nicely.
Good for them, because when you kind of maybe even crowdsource, maybe might be the word, a TEDx talk thing, you're putting a lot of trust in people that you have not met personally. So yeah,
right.
So I will link to that in our podcast list here. So there you go.
Okay, well, I think we almost got away with almost no garden talk, which is great because we're Garden Fork Radio.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about bees. Yark didn't want to talk about bees, and he just barely wanted to talk about tomatoes. So I guess you know, we're just gonna call it the whatever.
It's the All About Eric show.
Ah, okay.
All right, everyone. So make it a great day. And we always want to hear from you. Email us, radio@gardenfork.tv. All right?
Talk to you later, my friend. You have a great day.
Garden Fork's theme music is used under license from uniquetracks.com.